Back in January of this year, the trustees of the Vigo County School Corporation voted 6-0 to pass a $260 million referendum. If you live in Vigo County, the decision is now in your hands as voting for the May 3rd primary is underway. On this weekend's Focus on the Community, Dr. Rob Hayworth, superintendent of Vigo County Schools, and Lori Danielson, chair of the Vote Yes for the Vigo County School Corporation PAC, are in studio, and they'll share information on why a yes vote is necessary to upgrade our local schools. Dr. Hayworth, welcome back to the program, and Lori, welcome to Focus on the Community.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you in studio as the voting is underway, and we wanted to give you an opportunity to make sure that people are informed on what this referendum is all about and why it's necessary for people to head to the polls before May 3rd and cast a yes or no vote. And I guess we'll start with you, Dr. Hayworth. Give a brief description to the folks listening why this voter referendum was necessary in the first place.
Dave, I think it goes back to our students and our teachers. And great teachers can teach just about anywhere. In Vigo County right now at our high schools, our teachers are having to work around the conditions that they're in. And our students have to work around those conditions. We have infrastructure that is failing. And over the past 4 years leading into a strategic plan and ultimately to this decision, we've had multiple community meetings in which we went out and asked the community, what do you want to see us do? What direction do you want to see us go? I think everybody agreed that something has to happen. Our children could no longer continue to go to school in these conditions. And so what we did, we tried to lead a community process that really led us to this model. And really what this model is major new construction and major renovation to the stud on all three high schools.
Okay. And so you're talking about everything from what, the roof to all the other infrastructure in between, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, the roofs of Vigo County, I think everybody knows those around the state.
Sure.
So yes, it's about roofing, it's about HVAC, it's about plumbing, it's about cafeteria usage and our ability to deliver instruction in STEM centers, you know, our science labs right now, Dave. In a couple of situations, we have those draining into buckets. And if you remember back when you were in high school, those drains were probably working fine.
Sure.
But today at North, South, and West, we can find examples of where that infrastructure has failed.
Now, Lori, you're the chairperson of the PAC that's trying to lead the way on the yes vote that's needed to get the necessary funds to make the improvements to our schools here in Vigo County. What got you excited about being a part of this, first of all, and what's your background?
You bet. I'm excited about anything that moves our community forward. I've been a volunteer in the educational sector for years through Ivy Tech and the Educational Foundation, and really believe that a solid quality education in a community helps the community thrive. And it also allows students to move forward in whatever career path they would like to pursue. So I wanted to be involved because, number one, as Dr. Hayworth said, we can do better than having to ask our teachers and students to work around facility issues, and we need to do better. And we've been fighting declining enrollment, declining population in the Wabash Valley for quite some time. And we need to do things like invest in our educational system so that when people think about expanding their business in Terre Haute or bringing their business to Terre Haute, those executives in those businesses can look around and see that when they bring their kids to the Wabash Valley, they're going to get a quality education system at Vigo County Schools.
As you both know, I'm a former state legislator, and I do know understand how economic development works when you do try to lure an industry to a community, which everybody wants high-paying jobs, and thank goodness we're seeing wages going up, but we're also seeing, of course, prices to everything going up right now as we get past this pandemic. But obviously, probably one of the first thing that a prospective industry looks at is what is the condition of your schools? And I guess if you had to give our schools a grade, Rob, what would you give them right now?
They have been graded, and I think they've been graded a couple times. One, prior to 2017, and then most recently about a year and a half ago. And they received failing grades.
Failing grades, really?
Yeah. So a West Vigo, which is both a high school and middle school, all under one roof, when graded from everything from infrastructure issues to classroom space to everything in between, they graded an F, and then both North and South graded out as Ds.
Wow, that's disappointing to hear. Now, let me ask you this. You see a lot of social media comments, and I've noticed that, you know, how can we afford to spend all this taxpayer money for all these advertisements that are on the radio or the TV or the billboards talking about this referendum? Can you clarify who's paying for the effort for the referendum when it comes to both PACs or whatever PACs are talking about the referendum?
Yeah, sure can. The PAC is a separate organized group of business leaders and volunteers who care about moving our community forward. So it's separate from the school corporation, and the money that we have raised to help educate and inform voters is all done through contributions of business leaders and industry leaders and just residents in our community. And that's one of the reasons I really wanted to be involved, because I think it's really important that the voter is educated with good information and facts, because there is social media and the opportunity to cast your opinion, which I think is wonderful, but we also need to make sure that we have good facts in front of people so they can make an informed decision, so they know when they go to vote yes, what it means to their pocketbook.
So again, no taxpayer dollars being used for any kind of marketing of the actual referendum. That's accurate,
Dave,
right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. We've had some people that have reached out to our media company, and they've got commercials on the radio. There's a new PAC that was recently formed called, Do the Math PAC. And Justin Campbell is their treasurer. Steve Ellis is the chair. And their message this week on my radio stations even claimed that the current referendum, if passed, would raise your taxes by over 51% for the next 22 years and will affect everyone. Dr. Hayworth, is that an accurate statement?
I don't believe so. When I do my math, I understand that for over half of Vigo County, this is $7 a month, maybe a price of a Domino's pizza, I don't know, a month, in order to create a sustainable future for our students at North, South, and West. You know, I think when you look at the question that's going to appear on the ballot, and maybe that's where they're getting that information at, I think they're figuring it on a tax rate that's inflated. On April the 25th, our next board meeting, I think our board will take an unprecedented step, one that I don't think has occurred anywhere within Indiana. Maybe it has, and I'm just not aware of it. Our board's going to vote to end the operational referendum, which represents 16 cents on the tax rate, bringing it to an end in 2024.
Now, that's the one that was voted on in 2019 or so?
That's correct.
Okay.
And, we've been doing the work to try to right-size our school corporation. And don't get me wrong, we were thankful for the voters who said yes to SPOs, our student protection officers, and yes to counselors, and yes to nurses, critical people. But we've been right-sizing those so that they fit within our budget. And so what this means is our school tax rate is about 98 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, and it'll move to about $1.24. So what I would say is go to the tax calculator, see what it means to you. See if you can afford the extra 25 cents per $100 a month. If you can, we need new high schools in Vigo County. And when I say we, that's our children, and not just the children in 2022, that's the children in 2032 and 42 and beyond. And Dave, I think education is a pay it forward business. We want to leave a legacy. We want to leave an opportunity for our next generation to have it better than we did. And right now, I think that's in jeopardy when it comes to our high school facilities.
So it sounds to me like if there's some confusion on what the overall effect is with this particular PAC that's trying to defeat your referendum, you're basically saying if you did the math today, that 51% may look accurate. But with the upcoming April 25th meeting, if you end that referendum, the last one, early, then the tax rate's not going to be quite as high as what the ballot even shows, right?
Yeah, partially. I mean, they're also figuring that on an average.
Okay.
And, you know, when you think about countywide, we have some townships to where the school corporation's tax rate's about a quarter, and other situations it's about a half. What we're asking people is to actually figure out what it means to you. And again, on a $100,000 home gross, that's about $7 a month. A $150,000 home, that's $14 a month. A $200,000 home, that's $21 a month. And so for about every $50,000, you can think that it's about a $7 increase a month. So we're asking people to go figure that out, Dave, and just weigh it.
And you mentioned the tax calculator. Is that on the corporation website?
Yeah, it is. And I think it's also on the PAC website as well.
Yeah, it's on the PAC website. And if I could just circle back to that question, it is very confusing. And we don't want it to be. We met just a couple days ago with a group of farmers who were trying to understand what would the impact be on their farmland. And we spent a couple hours having really good conversation with some advisors, and we were able to clarify and help them understand what it meant to them in dollars and cents. And we were happy to do that, and that's what we wanted. We're meeting with community organizations sometimes two and three times a day so we can have these conversations so people understand, again, what it means to their pocketbook.
So obviously business and farmers would see a bit more impact because of the way our taxes are structured now in the state, with the Mitch Daniels led the way on the 1, 2, and 3% caps, of course. So obviously that's where this whole referendum idea used to, or at least came from, because in the old days, if a school board would make a decision to do this, you wouldn't even have to take it to the voters. So there's some people that would defend this process and say it's the right thing to do. But obviously, as you try to do this, what's the correct information that's out there? I mentioned the PAC that's opposing the effort right now, and they talk about you're not currently responsible for the existing $160 million annual budget you already have. How would you answer that question, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, we've been right-sizing the district, it feels like, ever since I got to Vigo County about 4 years ago. And I think when you look at what is maybe the largest operation in Vigo County, maybe the largest employer, depending upon what time of the year it is, and we're in session, we're probably the largest employer with over 2,000 employees. We feel that we're very responsive to our budget. In fact, we carried a small budget surplus just this past year. So I don't believe that is an accurate statement. I'd like to see where they are coming from with that. But really, you're talking about two pots of money. You're talking about an education fund, which really comes through sales tax that really pays for teachers, and that's based on your student enrollment. And then it comes to your property taxes. That's really for operations. And you're right, Dave. We are a referenda state in 72. It just took five board members to raise their hand in order to build North and South, in the 60s, to build North and South so it could open in 72. And so we're going to our voter, and we're trying to make the case that our kids deserve better, our teachers deserve better, and ultimately we think our community can do better.
Now, obviously, you don't want to think about a no situation from your standpoint, because obviously you're trying to get this thing passed. But let's just talk about the worst case scenario. If this referendum would fail, what would that do to Vigo County schools, in your opinion?
Well, I'd back up first and say, you know, when we went to our community, we went with eight concepts out into our community. Everything from a one high school model, two high school model, four high school model, three high school model. And, you know, overwhelmingly, our community said, we want a three high school model. Then we went back and we said, all right, we hear you on the three high school model. Do you want three new high schools? Do you just want to renovate the three high schools, or do you want a mix? And they said, we want a mix. And so by saying yes, you're guaranteeing that three high school model.
So basically, a yes vote guarantees that you remodel, upgrade, do what is necessary to the infrastructure, let alone some possible additions, like you mentioned, the science labs and things like that. Those things would take place at West Vigo, North Vigo, and South Vigo. If a no vote is the majority rule by the voters, are those three schools perhaps in jeopardy down the road?
You know, ultimately, that's a board decision, Dave. That's not my decision. What I would do immediately, though, is start patchwork on the high schools. And when we start to do patchwork on the high schools, what we're putting at risk is a maintenance plan that we've been working the last 4 or 5 years in regards to our middle schools and our elementary schools. And so I believe what's at risk is the overall facility plan. And I would come back and point to that. Yes, 260 is going into 60% new construction and 40% renovation of the three high schools. But by saying yes, you're also saying yes to an ongoing maintenance plan for the elementary schools that we have and the middle schools that we have. So when you say yes to this, when you say yes to a $7 a month increase, you're saying yes to our elementary schools, our middle schools, and our high schools.
And a quick recap for those that may not know, Vigo County has three high schools. How many middle schools?
Five.
Five middle schools. How many elementary schools?
16 will be 15 because we're right-sizing our district.
Okay, and then total enrollment today is about what?
13,500.
And how's that compare to 10 years ago?
Well, I think, Dave, you may have graduated in 82.
Yep, I did.
And so in 82, there was probably about 18,000 students in Vigo County.
Wow. So obviously declining enrollment affects the ADM, which the state pays for. But again, when it comes to projects like this, it does truly come out of property taxes, right?
It does. But it also speaks, and Lori may want to touch on this, it also speaks to attention and retaining talent.
Mm-hmm. I would love to. I'll even go back in history for a decade. Large employer manufacturer in Terre Haute was hoping to expand their engineering department from 25 to 75 engineers. Guess where those engineers, all of them, live and work today? Indianapolis. We didn't have the ability, the quality of life. There are a number of things that go into attracting and retaining talent, but we didn't have the ability to take that business and bring on 50 new high-paying, high-skilled engineering jobs into our community. And when I speak to business leaders, of which I have been, I'm a small business owner now, we're struggling to find talent, to retain talent, as well as bring talent in. And by building and expanding the quality of our educational system, we get one leg up on that. We have to do other things in our community, but that moves us along that path. And what I think it's a good time to mention that the endorsements that we have received, one of the first ones was the Chamber of Commerce in Terre Haute. So that business community, who will pay their fair share when they say yes, is on board because of that that talent retention and attraction that we know quality schools will deliver for us.
You know, I was just thinking, we got a news release the other day from Rose Holman as they're getting ready to celebrate a big anniversary and one of the best engineering schools probably anywhere in the country. But sounds like the vast majority now, more than ever, those engineering students are coming from out of our market, aren't they? I mean,
yeah.
I know they usually have, but it just seems like that percentage has dwindled a bit.
Well, and I think with Rose, when they're looking to bring professors to our community, when the hospital, when our businesses are looking to bring managers in, and they want to take them to schools that are functioning, not Taj Mahals, but schools that are nice, schools that you don't have to worry about HVAC issues. You don't have to worry about, is this bathroom in this hallway going to be working today? You're going to be thinking about, do we have to pull out the buckets because we're going to get some rain today? We want buildings that are functional, that promote learning, and that our teachers do not have to work around their environments in order to deliver instruction.
Well, we've got a few minutes left before we wrap up today's program. Is there any other informational meetings coming up besides the next school board meeting on the 25th where people can ask questions or learn more, or where would you send them to to gain as much information before they make a decision, before they vote.
But Gordon,
so we do have some meetings with more information to come out. We're meeting with community and civic organizations. We're meeting with ISU and Rose Holman. Various businesses will be doing three shifts at a manufacturing plant. I would say for now, go to the website at voteyes@vigoschools.com, and you can do your tax impact calculator. Frequently asked questions are there. So that's the best place. And then we'll also be sharing, as we do on Facebook and Instagram, where those next community meetings will happen in the next couple weeks.
And Rob, I think there's a lot of optimism about the new casino coming to Vigo County. How will the school corporation benefit from that based on the early projections in your view?
Well, when you think about the legislation that helped bring those casinos in, I think maybe for the very first time, a school corporation was written right into the legislation. And so we do believe that there will be dollars that will be flowing in. And we think those dollars will be maybe in the neighborhood between $200,000 and $500,000. But I would use that and use that cautiously. And, you know, how do we want to spend that money? A parking lot at North to repave it is $1 million.
Wow.
And so when you think about $500,000, maybe it doesn't go into facilities and maybe our community helps us there. Maybe it goes into creating some unique pathways for our students so that they can have opportunities right when they graduate and walk across the stage. Maybe we do use it for facilities, but it helps, but it is not the answer to the question that's in front of Vigo County, as they want to bring a quality of education, or at least I believe they want to bring a quality of education again where we don't have to work around our facilities. Our facilities are helping our teachers and helping our students.
And Lori, what would you say to those who say, well, you know, we've got increased prices and it just doesn't seem like a very good time to be taking on this kind of an investment? How would you answer that to the typical taxpayer in Vigo County right now?
You know, I would say, when is the right time? We're too late in the game and invest in these facilities now. And I think if you look over the course of the next 20, 30 years, there will be prosperity and there will be recessionary times. And I would much rather go forward with a quality educational system with new facilities and new ways for our students to learn during those times of prosperity, just as I would in times of recession. So those cycles will come and they'll go. And I think the time is now to invest in our schools, invest in our teachers, invest in ourselves.
So just to make sure that we, when we wrap this up, Rob, you would defend the way the board has handled this so far since you've taken the helm 4 years ago, that you're on the direction, the path that the community seems to want when it comes to, it's not the Cadillac deal when it comes to like building brand new schools in every parts of the county. This is something that seems to have support by people overall in the county. But yet, to get to even this modest plan, you've got to have this referendum to make it happen. And if you don't get it, it's going to give you a lot of unknown territory, it sounds like.
Yeah, it definitely will. We're asking everybody May 3rd to say yes. And we ask you to educate yourself on the question, know what you're going in and voting for. And again, I would say it's just not the high schools. It's about middle schools. It's about elementary. It's about teachers. And it's about our children, our most precious gifts. That's what we're voting for.
Well, we sure, well, thank you for coming in and helping to explain this a little deeper today with our program. And Lori, thank you very much. Lori Danielson, chair of the Vote Yes VCSC PAC in Vigo County. And of course, Dr. Rob Hayworth, the superintendent of Vigo County Schools. I guess we'll see how it turns out between now and May 3rd. And being a former politician, you never know what happens in a primary, because turnout sometimes depends on either a referendum kind of vote like this or a lot of candidates on the ballot. We don't have a lot of contested races on the Vigo County ballot this year, so I guess we'll see how interested people are about either improving the schools or trying to find a way to prevent you from making those kind of upgrades. But it's all about turnout for this event, isn't it?
It is, and we hope, Dave, that as people are going in and pulling that curtain behind them, that when they see question one and they vote yes to question one, that they understand that they're voting for their community, they're voting for their teachers, they're voting for their children, and we believe it's the right time and the right cause to say yes to.
Okay, we appreciate you both taking time to explain this to our listeners today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dave.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI, 7 a.m. on WAMB, AM 1130, 106.9 and 99.5, Sundays at 6 a.m. on 105.5 WVIG, and 7 a.m. on Sundays on 92.7 WFNB. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio station websites. I'm Dave Crooks, and thanks for listening.